This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good to have you with us. There's a new story about Caleb Williams and what he tried to do last year that we got to get into later on. Plus, the rest of Connor Orr and what he had to write about in Monday MMQB, part of Sports Illustrated, about how the Commanders got screwed on their schedule. But joining us right now is a man who I don't believe he views it the same way. It is the great Ben Standig. You can follow him at Ben Standig on X. You can read him in The Athletic, where he is the Commanders' senior writer and reporter. He always does a tremendous job. You can listen to him on the Last Man Standig podcast. And tomorrow afternoon, from 1 to 4, you're going to be a little bit busy. Is that right, from 1 to 4 tomorrow?
Yeah, definition of big shoes to fill. I'm going to get to sit in for you while you're enjoying your Friday. Yeah, looking forward to it. Lots to discuss. And, you know, I got to get my takes ready if I'm going to sit in there for you.
Wow. You better get those cannons fired up, man, like in Columbus at the Blue Jackets games, because they come fast and furious around here. We're at the Buccaneers games down in Tampa where they shoot off the cannons as well. That might be a little bit more everybody's speed rather than the Columbus Blue Jackets. So I know you're obviously all over everything Commanders, so I'm sure there'll be a heavy sprinkle of that, if not more than a sprinkle. Some NBA playoffs. You're a big NBA playoff guy. And I know you're very much looking forward to talking Caps, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's a big game tonight. I'm not going to pretend I'm Mr. Puck the way you are. But look, obviously, it's winner else kind of situation. So let's see what happens.
Let's indeed see what happens. And let's play that hockey. No doubt about it. Ben Standig of The Athletic and will be in this chair tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 4. I'll be listening on the Odyssey app as I'm sitting in construction traffic on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I'm sure. Right, so let's get to it. The schedule. I just read what Connor Orr of the MMQB, he wrote a column. I don't know if you've read it yet. And the subheading was five teams that got screwed. The Chiefs were one. The Commanders were number two. And he goes into a bunch of different reasons. Based on an earlier conversation, I don't know if you would agree, I could be wrong, that they got screwed. Let's start there.
Well, I guess, like, what was his like main rationale for why they got hosed?
His main thing was the meat of the schedule, which begins, in his words, week two. And then the back-to-back road games at Atlanta, the Chargers, Monday Night Football, a late Sunday afternoon game in Dallas, which I do agree with him. That's a really tough turnaround. At Kansas City on Monday night, against Seattle on short rest on Sunday night, America's game of the week. You know, so he goes through the middle of the schedule, but the middle of the schedule for him starts on the short week, week two at Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two aspects to this. One, we already knew they were going to be playing a very challenging schedule in terms of opponents. You know, all the NFC East teams are this year. So, you know, misery loves company there. But, yeah, the question was the order and just also the, you know, how national would they go with their game. And clearly the NFL said, yes, we're gonna flood the zone with all things Commanders. And, look, there's definitely a lot of challenges. I mean, there's a stretch here starting week four out of the five games are on the road that ends with back-to-back Dallas, Kansas City. And then, you know, it's just a host of, you know, one night game after another. It's, it's going to be a challenge. Now, interestingly, I am curious, the week four game, he mentions the cross-country going from Atlanta to L.A. for the Chargers. I am kind of wondering, is this the week where Dan Quinn says, let's just go out there at the beginning of the week like they did last year in Arizona when they went from Cincinnati on Monday night to Phoenix, and they just stayed out there the whole week to practice. I know Dan Quinn said he really liked that bonding aspect. This would seem to be the logical spot for that. So I that may be the way to sort of mitigate the having to, you know, the cross-country aspect of it. But, look, this is, it's a tough schedule in so many ways. I don't know if he mentioned it. They also have four teams that are going to face coming off a bye, which I believe Mike Garafolo said was the most that any team would face. I know one of those games they are also coming off the same bye, but regardless, like, yeah, there's not much where you look at the schedule and go, boy, they got hooked up. But again, based on the opponents, we already knew that it was going to be a big time challenge.
Yeah, and you're right. Garafolo did, and Garafolo certainly made that point of emphasis to me by last night because I was pitching and moaning about the short turnarounds. So yes, you do get you get a little bit of a break in some ways. You get punished in some ways, again, with the four teams coming off the bye and all that stuff. And I guess every schedule has challenges. What this schedule doesn't have is three road games in a row, but it does have three out of four road games from week two through, I guess it's week six, right? Which I talked about earlier. Then it's the Eagles twice in 3 weeks to end the year, and we presume they're good. So is this just a matter of, I guess, A, the byproduct of being a good team for the first time in really forever. Well, I shouldn't say forever, but the first time where America and the NFL is really clamoring for Commander/Washington football for a while. B, is this just the byproduct, again, of having to take on two of the tougher divisions in the NFL as your cross divisions?
Yeah, I mean, the opponent part, you know, there's not much they can do. Well, there's not much they can do about any of it. But, yeah, the opponents, we knew, you know, we've known forever who they were going to be facing off. And, yeah, it happens to be a year where the two divisions they're going to go up against, of the eight teams in those division, six made the playoffs last year. So that's going to be a challenge. Of course, then you have the Super Bowl champ in your own division. But, you know, I think in terms of the schedule part itself, like, look, it would be tough anyway. But if everything was like standard Sundays, 1 o'clock games, you know, maybe the one or two, a Thursday night and a Monday night, if that was the deal, okay, you know, that's probably a more manageable deal. But it's kind of like playing a game of Twister. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, mm-hmm. but it's like
Naked Twister is a thing from what I've been told, but I, not that I know anything about that, but yes, go ahead.
Oh, wow. So I got the image I got to get out of my head right now. Hold on.
I'm just trying to make this as awkward as I can.
Mission accomplished. But, you know, it'd be like if somebody has something that's really straightforward, you know, put your left hand one spot over versus like, okay, now you have to take – you know, your right leg and contort it behind your body and go here. Like, that's kind of how it is when you have these really good teams. They're the ones you have to contort in crazy directions because you're trying to maximize their availability for these primetime games, and that's going to lead probably to more challenging scenarios. I mean, you know, especially when you have, you know, Christmas is on a is not on a Sunday. Obviously, if they're not on Thanksgiving this year, but if you know the Chiefs are, the Chiefs are the other team that really has like the crazy national standalone game schedule, like Washington, which in and of itself is a bizarre statement that those are the two teams. So I think that to me is sort of the issue. When you're the better teams, the NFL schedule makers just want to get you on the air, and they don't seem to care as much about travel and days in between and things like that. Obviously, that is a massive deal for anybody. And yeah, we're seeing Washington's going to get affected by that. And, you know, it's a good problem to have, but nonetheless, it is a challenge for sure.
You could be the Cowboys, too, and stink and still get all of these standalone games and primetime games and Christmas and Thanksgiving and season opening games and all that. You don't have to just be good. You can be the Cowboys.
But yeah, well, look, to their credit, they've been able to maintain this massive popularity despite not having, won the Super Bowl or, you know, gone far in the playoffs forever. But that's, that's what people want, apparently.
Them's be the breaks. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Ben Standing with us. Of course, he will be filling in tomorrow aptly and much better than I can from 1 to 4 right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. So make sure you tune in then. Make sure you read him in The Athletic. It's well worth the subscription. And also check out the Last Man Standing podcast wherever you get your podcast, because Ben always does well and always brings you insight and information that you can't get anywhere else. So the Christmas Day thing, you know, it drives me crazy. I don't want to go into a long soliloquy about that. It does not really bother you, is my understanding. I want you to explain, but is there something to be said here for the NFL not only screwing kind of the NBA, which has been pretty clear over the last couple of years, and taking away the holiday from the NBA, by and large, but also just enough, man. Enough. You dominate the sports calendar 11 and a half months of the year. Relax. Take a break.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the actual day itself, I mean, like, you know, my life will not be necessarily affected too much. Unfortunately, it's a home game, at least if there was a travel, which was at one point we thought might be the case, then that's a whole other deal because now you're dealing with the airports and that's a nightmare. So that's on, like, the personal level. To your point, though, I'm with you, like, look, I don't even know if the NFL can get overexposed at this point. They are—it's so dominant, and you know it never seems to fade. It's, you know, Super Bowls every year. You know, it becomes basically a national holiday. So I get that the NFL people like can't get enough, but at the same time, it does. You know, just yeah, you don't have to flex your muscles on everything. But clearly, they've decided to take over for Christmas. And look, in the grand scheme of the big money corporations, they don't, you know, they're not looking on the ground level at how it's really affecting people. But as you said to me when we were talking earlier today offline, look, it's not, you know, forget reporters having to go. All the, you know, anybody at a stadium who's a worker has to, you know, not, you have to go and work. And, you know, anybody involved in any aspect of the game. And look, it's one thing if it falls on a Sunday or something. But, you know, that's not the case here. So, to me, it's a bit much, but, you know, clearly that genie is out of the bottle. There's no going, you know, they're clearly making a run at this. And, you know, I get it. They're probably, you know, any NFL game is going to outrate an NBA game. So that's going to happen. And, you know, it's sort of a bummer there just because I'm also an NBA guy. And not that I'm, like, dying for those Christmas games, but, okay, you know, it's sort of the thing. But here's the NFL. They're just like, whatever we can do to stay on your TV and dominate, we're going to do. So they can, and they're going to do it. But I'm with you. I would prefer them to not do it. If it falls naturally, that's one thing, but not to keep you know, shoving it in there.
One of your highlights was no 1 o'clock kickoffs in October and November. Now, they do have a couple of them in September, and quite honestly, that volume surprised me, and a couple in back-to-back weeks in December, but none in October and November. Is that, I mean, because of the short weeks and some of the quick turnarounds and whatnot, it is problematic. Is it problematic for you from a reporting standpoint, from a interest standpoint, or again, is this just part of the territory?
Well, look, I think this is going to be a learning curve for all of us who've been on this beat for a long time. I mean, you know, we're not used to this amount of national TV games. I mean, the idea of going 2 months without a 1 o'clock kickoff, and we're talking East Coast time. Like, obviously, when they're playing out in L.A., it'll be essentially a 1 o'clock game for L.A. time. But, you know, we're talking East Coast time here. That is just so wacky. And yeah, it's going to be challenging. I mean, look, I think being in a routine for some athletes is more important than others, but I think it's important for kind of everybody, you know, whether it is what time do you, you know, go to sleep and wake up to get ready for your day. Some athletes, if you have a night game, want to take naps that you wouldn't do necessarily for like a 1 o'clock game. And there's no rhythm when you are playing at all these different times and in different spots, you know, multiple, back-to-back national TV games. You know, they've got a Monday night against the Chiefs, and then the following Sunday they're playing at home on Sunday night against the Seahawks. This is all weird and odd on the body. Forget, you know, what it means for us. The late nights, no reporter likes the late nights. I'll just tell you that up front. Like, it's, you know, we're not done till like, you know,
Wait a second. Wait a second. You should get another job then. I'm sure you make $500,000 a year. You should get another job then if you don't like it. How dare you not want to drive on the Beltway at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, $500,000. I gotta get a job. Midday radio.
Well, maybe, yeah, if you're the Junkies. As you can tell, that is some of the responses that I've had to deal with. And certainly, yes, I have given them life, and I have engaged them, which is my stupidity. There is nothing worse than, oh, my God, somebody doesn't want to work until 3 o'clock in the morning and drive on the Beltway where people are driving 98 miles an hour in the right lane.
Right. Well, I mean, look, I think this is, you know, for anybody, right? I mean, if you're a fan of this team and you live here and you're dealing with an 8 o'clock game and you're there watching the whole game, I imagine, especially after a loss, but even if after a win, if it's an exciting, you know, you don't immediately fall asleep. So now you're probably, you know, if you're a person who goes to bed at, you know, 10 or 11, now it's going to be closer to 1, and that can throw you off. Now it's going to happen. It's not just once, it's happening a lot of times this year. So, like I said, there's not going to be much of a rhythm to find for anybody, you know, from the fans to the players and coaches. And, you know, again, I'm not saying this is a disaster. The Chiefs, you know, this is their lot in life in the Mahomes era. You know, Aaron Rodgers teams, you know, peak Aaron Rodgers had the same issue. Tom Brady with New England, like, this is how that goes. It's just new here. Like last year, so much of that run was like, wait, what's going on here? They, you know, they're making the playoffs. Wait, they won a game. Wait, they won another game. Like, you know, everything is becoming different. And that's, look, again, I think the positive way to look at all of this is the schedule is just another reminder of how much the perception and the reality has changed in terms of this organization, that the league now wants to showcase them in this dramatic way. They're going overseas for the first time in a decade. You know, all of these, you know, national TV games, standalone games. I mean, the positive is it is a sign of how much things are different, that Jaden Daniels is one of the marquee names in the league. And all that is, you know, we're all accepting of that better than, you know, what had been here before.
Correct.
But yeah, it's just different. And, you know, if you're projecting out this season, I guess I'm saying it has to be a factor. It's not, you know, maybe we don't factor in the schedule all the time, but it has to be somewhat this time because it is new and different for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They'll finish up the year with four straight, again, division games twice, the Eagles in 3 weeks. I remember a couple of years ago, I can't remember if it was 22 or 21, where they had like four or five division games to end out the year, and quite honestly, it didn't go well. Is that an advantage in your eyes or a disadvantage?
You know, it all depends on, you know, what happens over the first, 13 games, right? I mean, if they are, if they get off to a good start and they're the team in the lead, well, okay, you know, you can still close it out. But now the other teams, you know, assuming that whether it's Eagles, Cowboys, Giants are in the mix still, you know, they're going to have a shot to catch you. But it goes the other way, too. If the Eagles are the team to catch or, you know, somebody else gets out there, you still have potentially an opportunity to make up ground. But yeah, it's all going to come down to though those games, you know, all those other games, and particularly we talked before about that middle stretch. I mean, look, if they get each segment's interesting to me. Like the first 4 weeks, and then really like the first seven, that's where like the easiest part of their schedule is based on last year's results. If they need to come out hot and take advantage of that. If they don't, well, now they could be in a harder spot because that middle portion is where you start getting these more of these national TV games and better opponents and late. So, you know, the last 4 weeks are only going to matter if they do handle their business earlier, but at least they have a shot if they are a little behind or, you know, they have a shot to catch up. If they're a little ahead, hey, you know, you got to close it out strong against the teams that you know best.
And a more than decent chance of going 3-1 in the month of September if you play your cards right and if you play well. We'll see, obviously. Last thing, my producer, AMAC, a fine young man, a little bit misguided, is a big Giants fan. And he gets mad anytime that we pick on the Giants. So I'm going to ask you, did you see the Giants schedule release video on Twitter?
Oh, I don't think I saw that one. No. What did I miss?
Well, you need to go back and check on the Giants Twitter handle, whatever. There is a very gratuitous cheap shot at Jaden Daniels and his mother at the end. Actually, we have the audio for it, so take a listen quick, and then you can go watch the whole damn thing, okay? Ready?
Yep.
All right, here it is.
Hi, I'm Robert, Robbie Bob, or Bobby, hey, whatever you want to call me, it's okay. I'm generational, baby. Yeah, don't tell my mom I'm here.
Okay. I don't understand the first part. I think that's maybe a shot at making fun of Robert Griffin III for not being generational. I don't know what that was all about. But, yeah, don't tell my mom I'm here at the end in the Washington Commanders, color scheme as they did the whole production, the whole bit. And they made fun of everybody, obviously. A gratuitous cheap shot, right? Is that where we're heading now? That, I mean, she was on Ryan Clark's podcast and whatever, saying, oh, you know, I mean, Jaden can do whatever he wants to do, whatever. I mean, is that where we're heading? That we're going to have to start having a beat reporter to cover Jaden Daniels and his mother?
Well, that would be a job I would pass on. Look, here's the thing. One thing I thought was so fascinating last year, you know, obviously – You know, there's almost no team in the league that fans across the league universally are like, wow, I really kind of like this team, or even players, right? Because, you know, even if somebody is a really popular player, half, you know, every other team in the division or the conference can't stand them. But it did kind of feel like Washington with Jaden Daniels in particular, you know, was a bit of a folk hero situation, a bit of the underdog story. I mean, what was there to not like about this kid? He was unbelievable last year on the field. You know, he was clutch. He was breathtaking with some of his playmaking. And, you know, he didn't seemingly do anything wrong off the field. You know, says all the right things, you know, works hard. So we know how the fame game goes in society. People have to start knocking you down and figuring out how to do that. And he doesn't have anything obvious except that the unusual circumstance to a degree of his mom was prominent or being around him. Now, look, he's, you know, first year in his league. You know, if that works for him and them, so be it. Good for them. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the part where I was like, wait, why is his mom sitting between him and Juju Watkins at a at a college basketball game, or why is he there? You know, again, that's not for me to say. But if you're looking to say, how are we supposed to knock this guy? I guess that's like the one thing that maybe exists, because there really is not much else to get at. So hopefully this is not going to be a real story. But at the same time, like I said, if you're in the mode of, you know, trying to ding the other team slash celebrity, there's not much on Jaden's with Jaden Daniels you could pick at, because he was just that good last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. You're going to be here from 1 to 4 tomorrow with bells on and ready to just kick some ass and take names, right?
I look forward to it, Chris. Thanks for having me on here. And, you know, like I said, big shoes to fill. And I got to bring it. Well, do I have to bring a big salad as well? Is that part of the deal?
I think you do. I think that's technically required. Or you could. I could just leave my bowl of big salad that I'm currently eating while we're talking. I could leave it in the studio for you, so it smells nice and ripe in here, if you'd like.
Yeah. No. Don't do that. I'll have. I'll bring my own. I appreciate that gesture, though.
Thank you, my friend. I'll be listening tomorrow on my way to Cleveland.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
I appreciate it. That is the great Ben Standing joining us. Again, make sure you read him in The Athletic. Make sure you listen to the Last Man Standing podcast. And make sure you listen tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 as he breaks it all down right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Hey, yeah. Let's take a timeout right here on the Team 980. We'll get back to that, or we'll get to the rest of the Connor Orr column. Because he talks about the age of the Commanders roster as being a problem, and the new information, interesting information, on Caleb Williams. We'll do that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Incredibly stupid take. You suck.
There's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of that. All right, we got a quick turnaround here because we're already behind. So I can't take any calls right this second, but we will get back to you in just a moment on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First, a trending alert on the Team 980. All right, it is do or die tonight for the Washington Capitals at Capital One Arena. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:45 the coverage, 106.7 the fan, the Odyssey app, as their season is on the line. Down 3-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes, who beat them handily in games 3 and 4 in Raleigh. The good news is the last time the two teams squared off on Capital One Arena ice, the Capitals won game 2. Again, that coverage coming up at 6:45 tonight over on the fan. Dallas, Winnipeg, the other NHL matchup in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Winnipeg tries to avoid elimination, which, of course, if Winnipeg and Washington are eliminated, the two top teams in the NHL will have not made the conference final round. That face-off at 9:30. One NBA playoff game tonight. It's Denver looking to avoid elimination to Oklahoma City in Denver. 8:30 the tip there with the Thunder up 3-2. The Nationals are in danger of losing 3 out of 4 to Atlanta, now trailing 5-2 heading to the top of the 9th inning. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nobody's perfect, huh? Is this your way of getting back at me? Saying, Rooster, slow your roll? Nobody's as perfect as you think you are? That's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay, I understand.
I'm just playing good tunes, Rooster.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all.
With no purpose, no message behind them, right? So we just played for Ben Standing the gratuitous cheap shot that the Giants took at Regina Jackson. If you don't know that name, that is Jaden Daniels' mom. At lovely MZ Ms. Jackson on Twitter or X. Earlier this week, before we get back to the calls, she was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and whoever else hosts it, part of an ESPN production. So I want you to hear what she had to say.
So first and foremost, you know, I have a meme out there and it's funny. So I can't laugh. I can only laugh about it. But the whole girls comment was made, first of all, 2 years when he was at LSU. It was a question asked, like, what is your biggest fear? And that should be every parent's biggest fear. That should be, if you're a star athlete and you're a female in WNBA, that should be your biggest fear is, you know, the men or, you know, the women, because you're a public figure and, you know, your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. And our thing is like, I want Jaden to date. I don't want everybody to say I'm putting it on record. My son can date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because, you know, when my kids were little, I did a lot for them. So, and my kids saw that. My father, my background, I worked too hard to allow anybody at any moment to come in and just, you know, take it away. So I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but my son is 24 and he does have to go through things and he has to learn on his own. And, you know, he's a great kid, and I'm thankful for him. He's, you know, not like some of these other guys. You know, he's really to himself. He's a homebody. He just loves sports. Like, he really is. So I'm trying to work on his afterlife after sports because at some point it does end. And I don't want him to just be like, now what do I do? So I want to keep him involved in the world and, you know, have opened up a lot of doors. Like, I'm in charge of his foundations. You know, we're trying to build facilities and, you know, back in his hometown that are going to help the youth and things like that. So that's what I'm in charge of on top of his everyday business dealings. And, you know, like I said, dealing with creative teams. I'm dealing with the creative side. I'm doing the storybooks and how we're positioning him and, you know, all this other stuff. So it's not just about you guys seeing me out and thinking we're just like hanging, partying.
All right. That is Regina Jackson. That is Jaden Daniels' mom. More on that in a sec. First, I want to tell you that the DC Defenders are back at Audi Field this Sunday at noon, and your time to experience football at Audi Field is running out. Just 2 home games left in the season. Now is the time to lock in your seats at ufldefenders.com/tickets. That's ufldefenders.com/tickets. Listen, if you take everything that she said there, I've got no problem with any of that. I mean, is it a little bit weird when she's switching seats with Juju Watkins and sitting in between? It's a little weird. Is it a little bit weird that, you know, maybe she's as involved in Jaden's life? Perhaps. I would rather a mother be involved, not too involved, then not involved, then not love her son, then not care. Now, again, there's a difference between being involved and too involved. And those of us with common sense, which is excludes a lot of you, those of us with common sense understand that. So for right now, I'm not all that concerned. Is it a little strange? Sure. Sure, it's a little strange that she's omnipresent. But I'm not concerned like I immediately was with Robert Griffin's family. Immediately. I would prefer a lower profile. I would prefer, you know, I met her, ran into her at a pep rally that Tailgate Ted put together at the Hard Rock in Philadelphia. Nice lady. You know, I mean, listen, I'm sure she taking a ton of pictures that night. People were clamoring to tell her great things about her son. Fine. Maybe she's enjoying the celebrity spotlight a little bit. I don't think she's doing anything wrong. This is not the same as what's her name is doing with Bill Belichick, obviously, for more than one reason. But that is a complete money and celebrity grab. This is an overprotective, perhaps, mom making sure that her son doesn't succumb to vultures. And listen, is it a little bit strange? Yes. Is it a little bit too much? Probably. Is it a problem? Not at this point. Is it something that I'm really worried about? Nope. Is it something that I see all the time? Yes. Can I ignore it completely? No. So we will talk about it from time to time, but right now I don't see it as being any sort of problem. Do you? And do you have a problem with the Giants taking a cheap shot at Jaden Daniels and Regina Jackson at the end of their season schedule preview, a video, which we played for you a number of times. And I just put up on Twitter, at WrestleMania621. All right, let's get back to the phones and get to our guy Jeff in Vienna. We haven't heard from Jeff in a while. Jeff, my goodness, you've got a lot going on in your world with the Cincinnati Bengals and Trey Hendrickson, huh?
First, before we start, a guy from our local country club, one of the assistant pros, just teed off down at Quail Hollow.
Oh, so nice. Good okay.
Good luck to Larkin Gross, definitely.
Absolutely.
Trey chose to interrupt practice and have his own press conference and whine about the fact that the Bengals weren't talking to his wife about his contract when he pays his agent to talk to the Bengals about his contract. And somebody wants to offer me a first, I'll charter the plane and get him out of town. I mean, you got to pay him $32 million right, and give up a first, but if you want to do that, I will charter the plane and get rid of that guy tomorrow.
I knew definitely. You were down on him, did not realize you were that dug in on him. Interesting. What's the deal with his wife, though? You mentioned, because I was saying yesterday, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, like, you know, first of all, he's complaining that the Bengals have not had any communication with him. Do we know that he and his agent have tried and tried and tried to talk to them? Or is he of the mindset that they have to come to me, number one? Number two, they don't have to do anything. They have him under contract. He's required to be there. If he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to become a free agent. And he's going to get fined, and he deserves to get fined, and he deserves to lose the year of service. It's that simple.
He has 18.8 million reasons to show up for the first game. In that same press conference where he whined about no contact, he said, the Bengals keep pushing a shorter contract on me, and I don't want a shorter contract. Then he said, nobody has talked to me, my wife, anybody. And I'm like, why would the Bengals talk to your wife? One of the most important
I'm glad he doesn't want a shorter contract. He doesn't realize how life works.
Well,
we don't all get what we want and what we think we deserve, by the way.
Correct. But I'll say one of the most important things about Trey Hendrickson is he's never been elected a team captain on a team where Joe Burrow and, you know, the people who are team captains are the real leaders of the team. From all accounts, Trey's a great guy. He's deeply religious. I called into Kevin the other day because Kevin's all on the warpath about him. I'm like, the guy's a one-trick pony. He rushes upfield. They throw screen passes behind him. They run end-arounds behind him. He doesn't know the meaning of the word contain. And he's great. His one-trick thing he does is very, very important. But particularly within the division, the Ravens figured him out right away. And they just throw screens behind him and run behind him all the time. So I wish him well. I really want him to play for us. But nobody wins this battle against Katie Blackburn. Nobody.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, not going to happen. So I think I can match your anger on Christmas Day, actually, Chris.
Okay. Let me hear it.
So this will be the fourth year in a row the Bengals game in Baltimore is on a Thursday night or another night game. You know how many times the Ravens have played a road division game in the last 7 years at night?
A road division game at night, meaning Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night?
Yep.
I would say I'll guess twice.
One. Now, I will go to my hill of death on saying that every time Katie Blackburn is the one vote when it's 31-1 and it's always the Bengals voting against it, that permeates into how the league perceives how to do business with the Bengals, possibly up to and including the schedule. But this thing with the Ravens is just, you know, Mike North made the rounds a month and a half ago. Where is he now? I'd love to hear from him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got some great trips. I get to go to Green Bay. I get to go to Minnesota. You know, we've got Miami in December, although the airfares for Christmas week travel to Miami are through the roof. And unfortunately, you know, when the games are in Baltimore at night, I'm really disinclined to go up there because I just don't feel all that safe.
Right.
But, you know, we got Detroit at home. We get the Bears at home. And I don't mean to take up Bengals time from all the Commanders fans. I will say, for going to Madrid, when the Madrid mayor a couple months ago said the Bengals were going to be the team, I booked flights out of Dulles for that.
Oh,
trip.
No.
No, well, there's a point to this. So,
okay.
And I've been monitoring them.
Uh-huh.
And on Monday, they went up 65%. My fare went up 65%. Because I think the airlines know the NFL schedule, obviously. And
yeah.
I hope everybody from here who wants to go to Madrid can go. But just be prepared. The United knows that nonstop out of Dulles, and the prices went up. I may just change my flights and go the week before because the Bengals have the bye week the week before. I've always wanted to go to Spain.
Okay.
You know, it'd be fun to do. So we'll wait and see. But yeah, when I heard you, and I agree with you on Christmas, I don't think it's the greatest thing for those of you who work, but, you know, I think the team has to hope, and the networks have to hope, that Jaden stays healthy.
Yes.
Because you don't want to end up like the Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And after eight weeks of the season, all these games are getting flexed out of prime.
Correct.
Time.
Correct. No doubt about it.
So.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate all you.
Right.
Good
well,
to hear from you.
Let's hope.
Yep, absolutely. Be safe. Wow, that is... if that's true, that the airfares once the definitive date, I mean, because the date has been set, but I guess because we didn't know that it would for sure be the Commanders, the airlines then take advantage of that as soon as that becomes officially announced. And they say, oh, there's going to be a lot of people going from the Washington area to Madrid. Mm. Let's spike the prices.
Yeah.
They knew the game was set. They knew Miami would be there, but they didn't know until this week that for sure it would be the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check into that. I mean, I'm expecting, if I choose to go, about $800 round trip, maybe $900 round trip. That's what I'm expecting. I've heard all sorts of different things, so we will see. More calls coming up. Stay tuned. Team 980, Odyssey app, with you on a Thursday. Stay with us.
Alrighty. So, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
Cody Rhodes, that is always the question. Lots still to do. Dum-dum of the day. We have a Preakness Stakes preview coming up at 3:30 as well. We got to get into Caleb Williams not wanting to be a Chicago Bear. But first, we go back to the phones and let's let him tee off and take his shot after the Knicks got drubbed by 25 points last night, minus Jason Tatum. Paulie is with us. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
F you, Russell. Hell to the W, baby. Hey, listen, man. Every Knicks fan knew what the outcome was going to be yesterday. We don't do nothing easy, man. You know, it's the hard way. There's no way. Pause. You know what I mean? Come on, man. We know what's up. Hey, we watched this movie before.
Hey,
you know?
Paulie, on, I just want to make sure that the Knicks remember it's a 48-minute game. And show up in the second half at MSG tomorrow night, you know, because they've been doing that all series, but they seemingly forgot how to do that last night.
Listen, man, they've been doing that for 35 years, 40 years. What are you talking about, man? I've seen this movie before. You know what I mean? All right?
I hear you.
And if they don't get it done, it's back to Knicks PTSD. That's all.
That's it.
That's all it is, man.
All right. You're handling this better than I thought you would. Okay.
Like I said, man, we don't do anything easy. That's the Knicks MO. It's the hard way, pause, or no way, you know? Hey, my man Jeff in Vienna, you can come up here and talk all the Bengals football you want, man. You know, this is a safe place for you. You're part of the family, man. You can talk all that Bengals talk you want to talk, man. You know what I mean? You're home.
Yeah, right? So we are good, equal man. Opportunity. Absolutely, I agree.
Not to mention, you're funny and you're informative at the same time. He spent a minute and a half of bashing Trey Hendrickson, and then at the end he said, "Would love to keep him.
Yeah.
I wish him nothing but the best."
Yeah. He's kind of like me, funny and informative, right?
No. No. We're not. That's not what we're saying, no.
Are you done yet?
A-Mac can go kick rocks, too. He's trying to defend the Giants.
Ooh.
Russell, it's no secret. We all know you're a Giants fan.
That is not true.
It's true.
You can do a blood test on me. It does not run blue.
You're right. It's blue and green. Boom, blue and green. Boom.
you forgot about the Bills. Apparently, I'm a Bills fan, too.
No. I know you. Listen, man. Nobody from the city ever claims the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nobody. Okay. So I wouldn't put that on you.
Well,
man.
I went to school in Buffalo, but yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. But look, let me say this though about you and your whining and crying about the schedule. You know what I mean? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen. You know, I'm gonna say how I feel, and that's just how I felt, and I still feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You got 7 months to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Seven. So there's no point in you coming up here crying and screaming about it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because some people do enjoy it. You know what I mean? Some people like getting that holiday pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from. You know, I have kids. Yeah, I do. You know, but you don't speak for everybody. You're speaking for yourself.
Right.
So to come up here every time we playing on a holiday and we got to hear you moan and groan and gripe about it, man, I just got that up. You don't like it. Change your profession,
okay.
or do the responsible thing and just take off.
And listen, if
you give Odyssey 7 months notice, I'm not working. If they can't find a Chris Russell replacement in 7 months, then they just need to stick you in the Broadcast Hall of Fame right
there
now.
There is no replacement right for Chris Russell. Chris Russell is awesome.
You know what? Somebody get his bus together right now. Let's put him in a Hall of Fame.
You want me to drop it off in Canton tomorrow? All right. I got to go.
No, have
a good weekend.
You can drop it off at the city dump.
There you go.
To the W, baby. Let's go next.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Let's go Bricks. Certainly in the second half. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we rock and roll towards 3 o'clock. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.